There is a difference, however, between merely wishing for something and actually believing you will get it. Lack of understanding of this difference has meant failure to millions of people. The doers are the believers in all walks of life. Those who believe they can achieve the object of their definite chief aim do not recognize the word impossible. Neither do they acknowledge temporary defeat. They know they are going to succeed. And if one plan fails, they quickly replace it with another plan. Every noteworthy achievement met with some sort of temporary setback before success came. Edison made more than 10,000 experiments before he succeeded in making the first talking machine record the words, "Mary had a little lamb." If there is one word which should stand out in your mind in connection with this lesson, it is the word persistence. You now have within your possession the passkey to achievement. You have but to unlock the door to the temple of knowledge and walk in. But you must go to the temple. It will not come to you. If these laws are new to you, the going will not be easy at first. You will stumble many times, but keep moving. Very soon you will come to the brow of the mountain you have been climbing, and you will behold, in the valleys below, the rich estate of knowledge, which shall be your reward for your faith and efforts. Everything has a price. There is no such possibility as something for nothing. In your experiments with the law of the master mind, you are jockeying with nature in her highest and noblest form. Nature cannot be tricked or cheated. She will give up to you the object of your struggles only after you have paid her price, which is continuous, unyielding, persistent effort. What more could be said on this subject? You have been shown what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and why you should do it. If you will master the next lesson on self-confidence, you will then have the faith in yourself to enable you to carry out the instructions laid down for your guidance in this lesson. Master of human destinies am I. Fame, love, and fortune on my footsteps wait. Cities and fields I walk. I penetrate deserts and seas remote. And passing by hovel and mart and palace, soon or late I knock, unbidden, once at every gate. If sleeping, wake. If feasting, rise before I turn away. It is the hour of fate, and they who follow me reach every state mortals desire, and conquer every foe save death. But those who doubt or hesitate, condemned to failure, penury, and woe, seek me in vain and uselessly implore. I answer not, and I return no more. Engels. The best rose bush, after all, is not that which has the fewest thorns, but that which bears the finest roses. Henry Van Dyke. No person is educated who has not at least a speaking acquaintance with the law of compensation, as it is described by Emerson. By and large, there is no such thing as something for nothing. In the long run, you get exactly that for which you pay, whether you are buying an automobile or a loaf of bread. If you can run a losing race without blaming your loss on someone else, you have bright prospects of success further down the road in life. A good encyclopedia contains most of the known facts of the world, but they are as useless as sand dunes until organized and expressed in terms of action. No position in life can be secure and no achievement can be permanent unless built upon truth and justice. Do not tell the world what you can do. Show it. The best compensation for doing things is the ability to do more. Anyone can start, but only the thoroughbred will finish. Every line a man writes and every act in which he indulges and every word he utters serves as unescapable evidence of the nature of that which is deeply embedded in his own heart, a confession that he cannot disavow. Yes, he succeeded, but he almost failed. So did Robert Fulton and Abraham Lincoln and nearly all the others whom we call successful. No man ever achieved worthwhile success who did not at one time or another find himself with at least one foot hanging well over the brink of failure. Neglecting to broaden their view has kept some men doing one thing all their lives.